What?
Radio.
Oh.
Radio.
Uh-huh.
Yip.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Yep. Happy. Boing. Yip.
Yeah. was a new Dan Snaith project called Daphne. That was a track called Yeah Yeah. It's out on Merge Records, his regular label that he puts out the Caribou stuff on. That track was taken from an album called Geelong that just came out. You are listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, going to be on air until midnight tonight. Plenty of good stuff coming up for you on the program. Going to start off with a little bit more electronic oriented set and then move into a little bit of kind of folk song, singer songwriter type stuff. And let me see, we have new stuff from Piss Jeans, some local stuff from Ora Corgan, Track Some Woods, Calexico, and a band called The Big Dick. But to start it off, we're going to hear some remixes of the Bjork album that came out in 2011 by Ophelia, and it's remixed by Matthew Herbert. The album is called Bastards, and it just came out on One Little Indian Records. A whole bunch of remixes from bands like, or from artists like Death Grips, Peaches, or wait, no, let me see, The Slips, a whole bunch of other stuff. Definitely check it out. It just came out on One Little Indian Records. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is the Matthew Herbert remix of Bjork.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Colin. I worked construction for a lot of years. I was the first guy they called on a new job. Then the pain started. Started real small, hardly could feel it. After a while, it got so bad I couldn't bend over. Couldn't sit, couldn't drive. Every doctor I went to couldn't find nothing. One even said it was in my head. From there, I lost everything. 10 or 15 years went by, smoking weed and whatnot. I don't remember the last years at all. Some people caught me trying to climb over a bridge railing, got me help. Now, with the right meds, we've got the pain under control. I used to think drug use was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Colombian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was the Matthew Herbert remix of Crystalline by Bjork on the 2011 Biophilia album. If you haven't checked it out, definitely do it. And you're currently tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. I am your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post-Rock. Not specifically Canadian Post-Rock, but a little bit more experimental, electronic, and stuff like that. The show does actually have a website, but it's pretty out of date. You can check it out. It's called canadapostrock.ca, but I'm going to be updating it real soon, working on a new theme, new look and stuff like that. So it's kind of my weekend project coming up, so maybe check it out next week or something. Anyways, we're gonna keep going with some more stuff. You can hear some Eastern Canadian stuff. We Are Wolves, band out of Montreal, and let me see, they have a new album just came out. And then after that, you can hear something from Future of Left. So right here on CITR 101.9, this is We Are Wolves. This track is called Sudden Little Death.
Hands are cold under the light.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was the Welsh group Future of the Left. That was Manchasm, taken from their debut album in 2007 called Curses. And if you're not familiar, they're the band that sprung up from the band McCluskey after they broke up. Prior to that was Montreal's We Are Wolves, track taken off their brand new album that just came out on Dare to Care Records, a track called Sudden Little Death, and the album was called La Mort Pop Club. And up next, you can hear bands playing in Vancouver on March 27th at the Biltmore, Doldrums, and their album called Lesser Evil is what you're going to hear up next. And you're going to hear a track called Egypt. And this is on the Arbutus record label, the Montreal-based label that put out stuff from Blue Hawaii, Sean Nicholas Savage. And they were the first ones that put out the early grime stuff. So anyways, their latest release is the Doldrums album. And then after that, you're going to hear something that's been pretty popular lately here, but I've just recently checked it out. finally, the new White Lung album. You can hear a track off of it called I Rot, and new album is called Sorry. Then we'll see what we get to after that. We're here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Doldrums.
Thank you. CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
And another hit from Deranged Records, that was White Lung, a track called I Rot off the new Sorry album. And prior to that, you heard something from Doldrums, a track called Lesser Evil, or a track called Egypt off the album Lesser Evil. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is Canada Post Rock, and you got another hour left on the program. Lots of good stuff coming up for you. But if you want to hear anything, give me a call at 604-822-2487, and we'll see if we could fit in anything. But right now you can hear something from one of the new the Pop Alliance album put out by this radio station CITR, and you can hear something from Weed, a track called Even Black. And if you donated to the fund drive, this is one of the prizes, so should be picking that up pretty soon. And then after Weed, you can hear something from a band called Big Dick. This is a two-piece, I think, out of Ottawa, and they're I have a self-titled album. You can hear a track called Schoolyard Violence. It's right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Weed.
We'll be right back.
We're back. He's listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Big Dick, and a track of the self-titled album was Schoolyard Violence. And prior to that was the CITR Pop Alliance Volume 3 album, a track called Even Black by Weed on the second side of the LP. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I am your host, P-Bone. Up next, we're going to hear something from the new Piss Jeans album. It's called Honeys, and it's out on Sub Pop Records. And I do believe it's their third album. Anyways, if you want to check out a really awesome blog, check out the Yellow Green Red blog. I think it's just yellowgreenred.com. And it's one of the members, Matt Kosolov, who runs that blog. Awesome blog. It's really good 7 inches and a lot of good interviews and stuff like that. It's pretty pretty busy blog. But anyways, check it out. He doesn't go by his name on there. He just goes by his initials for some reason. I don't know if he wants people knowing that it's him. Anyways, check it out, yellowgreenred.com. After Piss Jeans, you can hear something from Jesus Lizard, and then we'll see what we get to after that. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Piss Jeans. Trust me, I found the perfect way to be. I'm starting.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Boilermaker from the legendary Jesus Lizard, taken from the Liar album. And prior to that was the new Piss Jeans album called Honeys. It's the Piss Jeans' fourth album, and I should have said third album on Sub Pop Records. Anyways, that was a track called, let me see what it had written down, Vain in Costume. Sorry, I should have had that ready. Anyways, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I am your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be on here until midnight tonight. And if you want to give me a call, 604-822-2487. And don't forget to check our website, citr.ca, and you can find out all the info that you need on volunteering, getting involved with the station, schedule, and everything like that. Oh, yeah, and most importantly, podcasts. So up next, we're going to change it up quite a bit and move in an entirely different direction that you've heard in the past little while. You're going to hear something from the new a new release on Merge Records called Mount Mora. And this is features the vocals of Heather McIntyre. And she was in a group called Belafea, which was a little bit more kind of grungy, pretty angular, female-oriented rock. And the Mount Mora project is quite a bit different than that. It's a little bit more kind of neo-folk country type music. The album is called Miracle Temple, and you can hear a track called I Built a Town. And then after that, you can hear something from Belafea, an older album that came out in 2005 out on the Pigeon English label. It's an album called Family Tree. You can hear a track off of that. So you'll see a little bit of difference in the music quality, or music style, I should say, of Heather McIntyre. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Mount Moriah. We'll be right back. Belafea, a track called Family Tree off the EP of the same title that came out in 2005 on a label called Pigeon English, and that features the vocals of Heather McIntyre. And you heard another project that she's involved in that just came out this year, new stuff out on Merge Records from a project called Mount Moriah. You heard a track off of that called let me see what I had loaded up here. Track called Miracle Temple, and or album called Miracle Temple, and the song was called I Built a Town. And on that Belafea album, there was a guest vocalist named Amy Argote. She was in a project called, well, she still is, that's called Des Arc. And around that time those albums came out, they did a little bit of touring together and collaborating, stuff like that. So you can hear something from Des Arc in an older 2005 album called Loose Lips Sink Ship. Sink Ships, I should say, and you can hear a track called Send Jolly to Raleigh. After that, you can hear something from Chelsea Wolfe. And then we'll see what we get to after that, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Des Arc.
Oh,
Chelsea Wolfe with Movie Screen off the Apocalypsis album that came out in 2011. And she just played not too long ago at the Media Club with Seattle's King Dude. And prior to that, last year, she played at the Biltmore. So hopefully she'll be coming back to Vancouver sometime soon. She put out an album called Unknown Rooms this past October, which was a lot of acoustic songs. Prior to Chelsea Wolfe, you heard something from Des Arc, a track called Send Jolly to Raleigh off the 2005 album called Loose Lips, Sink Ships. And you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I am your host, P-Bone. And up next, you can hear some local stuff. Aura Corgan with her new album called Ribbon Vine. You'll hear a track called Every Day. After that, you can hear something from the Amps for Christ and Woods split album. If you're not familiar, Woods is kind of the lo-fi summer porch jams type band, and Amps for Christ is the one of the projects from the really heavy noise power violence band called Man is the Bastard. But they put out a split out on Woodsist Records, and I think how these guys got involved with each other is they both have put out stuff on the Shrimper record label, a pretty lo-fi record label that these guys have both put stuff out on. Anyways, you can hear a track from the Woods side of the LP, and then we'll see what we get to after that. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Aura Corgan.
was a lord of high degree. He got bored and discontented. Some farmland, some lands for sale. He sailed east, he sailed west. He sailed along the Turkish shore till he was caught. Thank you.
repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up!
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
And that was something from Woods. Woods with a track called Wind Was the Wine off the split album with Amps for Christ that came out on Woodsist Records. And prior to that was a local artist, Aura Corgan, with her new album called Ribbon Vine. And you heard a track called Every Day. So I'm going to leave you this week with some pretty awesome music. But anyways, thanks for tuning in this evening. Stay tuned to CITR for more great music. And I'll be back next week with some more new tunes and hopefully a new website relaunch. So in a couple weeks, March 26th, I do believe DuckTales is going to be playing here in Vancouver, I think at the Electric Owl. But one of the openers is what I'm pretty excited for, and it's Monopoly Child Star Searchers. And that's one half of the noise group called The Skaters. And his name is Spencer Clark. And probably next week I'll have some stuff from Spencer Clark and Monopoly Child Star Searchers. Possibly something from The Skaters if I have a chance. But this week you can hear something from the other half of The Skaters, and that's James Ferraro. Pretty popular as of lately in the past year or so. But you can hear something from an older album series that came out in 2009 called the Summer Head Rush series, which was a four album CDR set that he put out. And you can hear a track off the Wild World album. And like I said, it was four CDRs, and I bought it in 2009 from Volcanic Tongue. And it was kind of weird because James Ferraro had to send it to the UK, and then the UK had to send it to me. And I don't know, it was just complicated. It took forever to get me the CDRs. But anyways, I finally got them, and they're fantastic. They're probably around like 20 minutes per track. And they're really channeling some old 90s lo-fi, like sci-fi VHS type movies. Very, very trippy music to fall asleep to, I guess. And this particular album that you're going to hear features a whole bunch of samples from one of these old cults. Anyways, I can't remember the name of the cult. Anyways, so stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM right here on CITR. This is a track from James Ferraro. This is Wild World Part 2.
Called our partnership T and Go. That's not my name, but that's I'm referred to on planet Earth. Let me say that our mission here at this time is about to come to a close in the next few days.
I just want to let everyone know how lucky and happy I feel to be here, and let you know that what we're about to do is certainly nothing to think negatively about. We're all choosing our own free will to go to the next level.
You're viewing this right now, and you're hearing what I'm saying, and you might, after hearing this, you might go read the information, and then you might say, goodness, that's me, and they've gone. If you act quickly and you leave this world of your own choice, what? Go commit suicide? Suicide is separating from the kingdom of God, when the kingdom of God has reached out and offered life to you. That is suicide. So to us, it would be suicide to not be.
I think everyone in this class wanted something more than what the human world had to offer. They were seeking some type of goodness, some type of rightness that they did not feel in this world.
We're going on to something greater and better, and that we hope that someday you will understand this and you might join us.
Jesus, 2,000 years ago, did exactly the same thing.
Planet Earth, about to be recycled. Your only chance to survive or evacuate is to leave with us.
Good evening. It has been some news day, and we're going to begin tonight with the strange suicide of the 39.
Everybody was wearing a black jumpsuit, purple shroud that covered their entire upper body, and they all had black Nike shoes on.
Big Mac was the second recipe I made for the top secret recipes books like 20 years ago, right after the Mrs. Fields cookie. And I'm going to go into this McDonald's here. This is my favorite McDonald's in Vegas.
No!
Be
If you're looking for something to do with the kids this weekend, you may want to head to Waxahachie.
Like every Halloween, the Munster Mansion has opened its doors to the public. CW33's Jim Grimes joins us now live with a creepy story. Jim?
Well, Terry, apparently a little monster with a wanted home. But first, I want to show you this crowd that's formed outside the Munster Mansion. Some of these folks have got as far away as Oklahoma to get a chance to tour the inside of this place. It's absolutely fantastic, particularly on the outside. They've got that tree outside, just like the Munster's home from the sitcom in the 1960s. They've got the wrought iron fence with guardrails on the side. As impressive as this looks on the outside, wait till you see it on the inside.
Thank you.
he used to wear. And they were with a slight tint to him. But I looked in his eyes, and he had the Elvis Presley expression in his eyes, which I think most people that knew him are familiar with. I mean, that kind of sparkle. Same shape eyes, same color eyes. And I was, again, I was stunned. And I said, you have eyes just like Elvis. I said, are you a relative?
I just hovered there and was completely silent. And they've been coming around for a long time. I'm just lucky I've got to see them.